Everyone, it is about 2:35 p.m. on Saturday, 21st of May, 2016. I'm sitting in the garden, as you can probably hear. The sun's a little bit hazy, but it's not cold and it's quite windy, as you can probably hear my wind chimes. They used to be in the doorway of our, you know, patio doors, but now they are. Hello, Niall. Have you got a toy? Come here. Have you got your ball? Oh, you have. Thank you. I can't take it.
Come here. Niall. Sit. Sit. Thank you. Wait. Go on then. I'm doing that.
I'm trying to talk to you. Good boy. Sit. Give it to me. He wants me to pull it with him. He won't let me touch it. So what I have to do...
That's a retriever in it. Right? Retriever, sit. You're a Labrador retriever anyway. Thank you. Wait, wait, wait. Go on. He went to move then, but he didn't.
He thought better of it. Anyway, I'm waiting for my transport. For dialysis, and I just wanted to talk a bit about my impressions of the place once I'd actually come away, and they're not too favourable. The good thing about it is the staff are nice. Not that they weren't in the other place, but they seem to be a little less rushed off their feet there, and they explain things to me. They tell me who they are, which not all the others did. They'd suddenly, sometimes they'd just come up to my bedside and start taking stuff, my injections and stuff, out of packets. And they didn't tell me what they were doing till I asked. Some of them did. They got to know that I wanted to know. But their first impressions are that they tell me exactly what they're doing, which is a good thing, and I like it. I really would like to have done a tour of the place so I kind of know the geography of it. I didn't at the other one either, but I would like to do that. And Obi's working. He's worked for, this is the seventh day he's worked, and he's on late, so it's not like he can come after work because he doesn't finish till 11:30 p.m. So he has got commandeered. They gave him 7 days again, and he said he wanted to only work five. And they said if he could find someone to take over his shift, then that would be okay. So he wants someone to take over his shift on Wednesday and Thursday so he can come with me or meet me there at the unit, because he wants to see what it's like and where it is and everything. And he will, if he gets there before I go on the machine, and if I feel up to it, if he doesn't and I feel up to it afterwards, then he's going to take me and just show me this is... I'm not that he knows, but he, you know, when you can see, you can cotton on to what things are, where things are and what they are. Like they say, this is the nurse's station, or there's the toilets on the right-hand side and stuff like that, which I like. But because they rush to get you on the machine, because they're very time conscious at these places, there's no one that would understand that I'd need to do that. The things I don't like about it, one is the chair. It's like a dentist chair, and it's like PVC kind of stuff, like plastic. And they put a pillow on there, but it's a very flat pillow. And the back doesn't go up as much as I'd like, and it means I slide down somehow, and it's quite painful. It gives me a numb bum, to be fair. And basically... I had another pillow. I folded them both in half. It still wasn't up enough. And they gave me a cushion that's made of the same stuff as the chair to sit on, which did help, but I got very restless. The last hour was very uncomfortable for me, and I got pretty restless. the other thing I don't like, well, it doesn't smell very nice because there's a problem with the drainage, which I don't know why they don't fix, because apparently it used to be like that at King's and it isn't now, so they must have fixed it there. Apart from that, which is bearable, it's not that bad. Apparently it's worse in one of the other rooms. The other thing is the Wi-Fi situation. At King's, I bought, there was lots of Wi-Fi networks, but they were mainly for staff, I think. But there was one that where you could buy data. And so it was £17.50 a month. So I just about got my month's worth out of it. It's pretty rough out here. I hope the wind's not being too much of an inconvenience on the recording. I've got the microphone facing away from it, so hopefully it won't be. But I want to be out in the fresh air while I can, really. It's probably going to start to rain in a minute, in which case I should go in, obviously. With Vodafone, I've got one bar, and it's not really any good for much. You can send texts. It struggles with iMessage. I did send one, but I tried to send another, and it failed. You can't receive or make calls. I've downloaded some audio posts that I can listen to, and I've got some stuff in Dropbox, which someone sent me, so I've made that available offline so that I'll have that to listen to. I can go on Facebook, so it could be worse, but I'm used to it. That's not a wagging his tail. He's sitting there with his ball in his mouth. He's laying there, actually. He's got up now. He's sitting now. Okay, give it to me. Oh, he hasn't got it. Get your ball. Right here. Right, okay, sit. Thank you. Wait. Perfect. Come on, bring it back. Good boy. Thank you. Seriously, I'm not pulling that with you. If you want to pull, you get a ring. Okay, yeah, you can squeeze. It's a big Kong, one of the large Kong tennis balls. Yeah, I know you like it, and it's a good thing. I think I want you to take it in, because if it's rained, it's going to get ruined. My sister was always sitting there. He sits in between my knees with his back to me. And when I have to put my hand on the ball, he moves his head away. He's always done that. So if I want to get it, I have to hold his collar, and then I just put my hand on the ball, and then I just say, give. Good boy, he does. Okay. Just coming back now. Good boy. Sit. One more time. I'm trying to pull. Here. Thank you. Wait. Okay. What was I saying? Oh, here it comes again. Yes, I know, it's very nice. That'll go soggy if it gets wet, though. You like that, don't you? Yeah, you do. Yeah, so if I'd gone straight, if I hadn't found the Wi-Fi at King's, and I'd gone straight there, and having had no service and no Wi-Fi, I probably would have been very happy with this one bar, but unfortunately, it's not the case. There's no pleasing some people, I suppose. I mean, it's all right there. I don't dislike it, but I would like to have liked it better, and I'm hoping that I'll... I mean, I didn't like King's at first. I hated it. The first time I went there, I'd had a very traumatic day. I had the line put in my neck, which was horrible. It was a really unpleasant experience, and the staff, the doctors that were involved were horrible. In fact, I did consider putting in a complaint about them, but I never got round to it, what with one thing and another. Then I'd had to go and have my PD, peritoneal dialysis line, shortened, so I wasn't tempted to use it anymore. They cut the outside part of it off and sealed it. And then I had to go and see the surgeon about my having the fistula done. And then at the end of all that, I wasn't feeling well. Because when you have that thing in your neck, it's actually really unpleasant. I felt much better after the fistula. Because you can't move your head properly, because where they've made an incision just above your collarbone, they put these dressings on it and it's got stitches in it. And like when you take a deep breath, or when you cough, or when you move your head from side to side, it was really painful because it was all the muscles were all bruised. and you could hardly move your head, and the dressing kept coming off. It was really unpleasant. And then, of course, you've got another exit site where the tubes come out, which is just above your boobs, basically. Well, it's a bit... No, it's a couple of inches above, actually. But it's what they call a tunnel line. So basically they put it in above the collarbone and they tunnel it through the skin and it comes out lower down. It's the same sort of thing as I... It's different, it feels different, but it's the same sort of thing as I had in my abdomen for the PD. Only this was much more traumatic. And so that I was in a bit of a daze by the time I got to my first session of dialysis, which was only for 2 hours. But then when I went back, that was on the Thursday. When I went back on the Saturday, I went in there and I actually got really upset because I couldn't stand the heat. Obi was with me. I started crying. But I did get used to it. And I kind of miss it, I suppose, if the truth be told. Let's have that ball. Take it then.
He's trying it himself.
Come here.
Good boy. Sit.
Thank you.
You're a good boy.
Go on then.
Oh, it's a bit barbecue. I don't know where that... I think Lammy even heard that.
Yeah, sit.
He's gone.
Go, boy.
I'm going in now. It wasn't. I'm going to go in because...
Niall's taking his ball in. I don't really want it to get too wet because it will be so disgustingly soggy. He was waiting to come back out with it, though. Go in. Okay, I think I'm going to upload this now. There's not really any other news. My sister's meant to be coming down tonight, but I believe the forecast isn't too good. We have got an incinerator now, so we're not going to have out-of-control flames because it's too windy for that. Whether she's coming, I don't know. We will see. But for now, on this very windy but quite warm afternoon, I will sign out and speak to you soon, maybe from the dialysis unit again. I know that's probably going to get a bit boring, but it passes the time for me. I will actually try. I haven't got them putting me on. There's not really a lot of noise to hear. But I don't know. Some people are interested in this stuff. I don't know why, but I suppose, you know, some people find it quite interesting. So I might do something of being put on if I have time. So I often don't have time to get my phone out of my bag. And my bag's down the other end of the, well, bed or chair as it is now. And I'm going to make a right kerfuffle to get so they get me cushions and stuff before we start. Because I just don't feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable at all in those chairs. And that's what I'm going to have to get used to. Because even if I wish I'd gone to the Sydenham Centre. It's further away. The thing is, although it's near the Bromley one, it's about 20 minutes drive, I actually don't get home much earlier than I did from King's, unless I had to wait a long time there. Because the other day, we had to wait for the... Oh.
Transport was here.
Seriously? Yeah. You liar. You're such a liar.
Well, we best get dressed.
I'm not dressed yet. Well, I've just got my stuff out the dryer. Look, it's dry. It finished. I've only got to put my jeans and T-shirt on. I've got everything else on. I've got a dressing gown on, by the way. This is a public audio poo. Oh, all right. Well, anyway, I'm going to end this for now. And oh, okay. Yeah, look, though, can you put them back over there, please? I'm not really interested in them at the moment. They're probably from British Gas, because I managed to get them to put my direct debit down because I was too much in credit and they don't like doing it. Is that it? Managed to get him to put it down by £40.
Exchange.
Huh?
Exchange.
I'll chuck that. What's it looking like out? It's very windy.
Yeah, no, it's really windy. Sun's gone in. It was out a little bit.
Oh, no, it was. Is it not looking like it's going to rain, is it?
Possibly.
I don't really want to give Arnie any excuses not to come down.
You got your coat back then?
Yeah, I got it back. Last week. Oh, God. It is supposed to rain. I'm sure she's going to look for the first excuse not to come. Yeah, so this... They took me with this awful woman. I'm not going to say her name. I think she's a little bit older than me and she's got other health issues, but she's treacherous. She's the biggest gossip out. She was effing and blinding and talking about the other driver, one of the other drivers. She mentioned him by name and said he has his favourites, that he takes one of the other patients home for tea, and that when he came on the ward and said hello to her, she told him to F off, and I thought, oh, great. And then she said... I might try and get a recording of her one day. I'm sure they're going to put me with her every time. So she said she didn't like it there. She preferred King's, but she wasn't in the dialysis unit at King's. She was on the ward, which is much nicer because it's airy, it's cool. Well, it probably isn't cool, but you've got windows. It's not as claustrophobic. You get food up there. And she probably has other health issues. That's why she was up there and not downstairs with us. But she said, you know, everyone talks about each other here. And I said, well, I'm not going to be getting involved in any of that, which I'm not. I don't do that kind of thing. And then and I think she's treacherous. You know, you can just get a feeling about somebody. And she said that one day this driver was carrying the other woman, his favourite's bag. And she said, can you carry my bag? And he said, no, because I'm carrying so-and-so's. And she said, oh, is she your favourite? And he said, I can't possibly say that. And she said, well, F you then, because she is your favourite. And all this, and I thought, oh, really? So when I came off the machine, it was about 8:37 p.m. And I went to wait. My drivers came. There was two of them because they gave us an ambulance with a stretcher, which we didn't need. But... If that's the case, then if they send one of those, there's always two, well, not two drivers, but two people, a driver and an assistant, because if they need to use a stretcher, they need two of them for that. So they went to one of them went to the ward and said, "Don't worry, she's going to be out in like a few minutes because she finishes at 8:45, but it was like gone 9:15 before we actually left. So I didn't really get home much earlier. So if it's going to be like that every time, I wish I'd asked to go to the Sydenham one, which is it's kind of between Bromley and King's. Apparently they've got free Wi-Fi there. It's a training place for PD dialysis, because I went there once to do a bit of training on one of the bags that I use. They introduced a new one, an overnight one. And my friend Dawn, who is the one who trained me on PD, she's lovely. She's from Jamaica. You know, she's about my age. We get on really well. And Trevor, who did my assessment for home dialysis, and who I saw recently because they came to take some of my leftover boxes for training. They both are based there, and it means I'd see them probably on a daily basis. And I would much rather that. So I wish I was there now. And I feel quite sad that I didn't put my name down for there. And I will speak to somebody to see if it doesn't improve here at Bromley. Can I try it there? I don't really want to go back to King's, because it is a long way, and, you know, I did enough complaining about it while I was there. Only about the heat, that was my main issue. But all these places tend to be a bit similar anyway, because they said a lot of patients feel the cold, so they put the heating on. So, yeah, I'm not altogether happy with the change at the moment, but I'm going to give it a while to see if I can cope better, because I don't want to make a fuss and be a nuisance. But I am going to be spending 3 days a week there for the foreseeable future, and it could be, you know, a few years. So I need to be happy about it, because I don't want to get to the stage where I dread it every time, which I never got. I didn't get to that with the Kings. Although I wasn't happy the first few times, I got used to it and I never dreaded it. So I don't want to get to that point here, and I can kind of feel that I might do, especially if I have to put up with this woman all the time. God, she's awful, really. Oh, and when we were coming back, she didn't talk much. I think she was tired, and I was. She said, "Oh, so what do you think of it there?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, it was okay. It was all right." She went, "Oh, so you're not very impressed." And did I say that? I mean, that's what I mean. She's treacherous. I knew she was. She puts words into your mouth that you didn't say, and she'd probably go and repeat that to someone else. And I said, "No, I said I didn't say that. I said it's okay. It's all right. It's fine." She said, "Oh, well, maybe you'll like it better the next time." I thought, you know what? Do one, girl.